This week's daf is Yevamos, daf Ches. We left off about 10 or 12 lines down from the top of Ches Amar Aleph. Like we've been discussing for the last 5 or 6 daf, on daf Gimel, the Gemara had said that we need the Pasuk of Aleha to come and tell me that it's usur for a man to do Yibam with his Achos Isha, with his sister-in-law, with his wife's sister. So the implication was that without the Pasuk, we would have thought it would be Mutter to do Yibam with one's sister-in-law. So we were trying to figure out, what is that Havam? You know, why would one have thought that? So on Zayin and Mabiz, the Gemara gave a suggestion, which is, it was from Bamem Atzinu, it was from the fact that we equated Achos Isha to Eishes Ach, and in a case of Hol Vishtarya Ishtarya, as the Gemara turning on Dav Ches Amar Aleph said, that you could have a case where a woman starts out as an Eishes Ach, and then becomes an Achos Isha, and because the Torah permits her as an Eishes Ach to have Yibam, so then the Isser Achos Isha would fall away, similar to a case of Mitzora and Tful Yom like we had. So that, in fact, the Gemara did accept that as one valid Havamina that would justify using the Pasuk of Aleha to prohibit a man doing Yibam with his Achos Isha. But now the Gemara says a second possibility of the Havamina, why we would have thought that it'd be mutter for a man to do Yibam with his sister-in-law. So Ema, Yibay Seema, Asya Behekesha Midrabi Yona, we're going to learn out a Hekesh from Rabi Yona. Now, the background here is that Rabi Yona, in a different context, says that when it comes to a Nida, says in the Korah Ha'ara, and the word Ha'ara refers to something called Ha'ara, which is initial penetration, so it doesn't mean a complete Bia. Even an initial penetration of the Bia would count for Arayos purposes to aser her. And Rabbi Yonah makes a hekesh that because it says that by Nida, and Nida is equatable to other Arayos, so do we have the rule of Ha'ara being a problem by all Arayos. So the Gemara now is picking up on Rabbi Yonah's hekesh and wants to then equate all Arayos in another context as well. Dam Rabbi Yonah, we tame Ravuna Brady Rishua. Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol Devo Zeh Ilev V'Nichrisu. The Pasuk is referring to all Arayos, and it says they get Karis. So now it's grouping all the Arayos in one category. So Hukshu Kol HaArayos Kulon Le'Eishes Ach. So let's equate all of them that are in one category to Eishes Ach. Ma Eishes Ach Sharya, just like Eishes Ach is the quintessential case where Yibam is permitted, where a man dies and his wife falls to his brother as an Eishes Ach. We know the Torah permits that. So because we're grouping all the Arayos together, like Rabbi Yonah sort of set us up for, so we should also say that Yibam should be mutter with all the Arayos, including Achos Isha. Therefore, Katzav Rachmana, Aleha. And that's why the Torah needed to write Aleha. So perhaps that's another justification for why the Pasuk needed to say Aleha to prohibit it. So Amar Leir Vachami Ditti L'Ravina. Michti, I don't understand. Kol Arayos Ikula Kshuni Leishas Ach. Vikula Kshinhu L'Achos Isha. We have a group of Arayos. They're all put in one category. But it's not clear which one of the one Arayos should we equate the rest to. So you're telling me we should equate them to Eishes Ach and therefore permit Yibam. We could just as easily equate them all to Achos Isha, a sister-in-law, and say that all the Arayos are usher to do Yibam. So how did you know my chazis to Akshas L'Achos Isha, Akshinu L'Eishes Ach? Why wouldn't you do that? Essentially, how do we know to equate these Arayos to Eishes Ach and not Achos Isha? Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema. Also, let's go back. We said, So we said, Rav Dibti said the Ravina, Michti Kol Raz, Ikalak Shinu Leishasach, Ikalak Shinu Lachos Isha, My Chazdak Shiz Lachos Isha, Ak Shinu Leishasach, like we just said. So one answer, Yibai Yisim, Lekula V'chumra, L'chumra Makshinon, if we have an option to make a Hekesh between all the Arayos and Eishasach, which would make it Mutter, a Kula, to do Yibam, or equate them to Achos Isha, a sister-in-law, and say Usser, we're going to equate it to the Isser. Now this is very interesting, because many of the Mefarshim ask, why is it more of a chumrah to say that achos ish is usher to yibum than to say that ishas ach is chayiv in yibum. Because when you're mutter to yibum, it also makes you usher to everyone else in the world. So one answer is you could say the hekish is specifically by dina arayos. In dina arayos, it's a chumra. But Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishimos, he answers that the ister of ishas ach to a yavam is an issue with kares. Whereas the ister yavama to everyone else has no kares. So that's why the one with the kares is the chumra, the mitzvah isan, the aruch haner, all give the same answer. Interestingly, the Prima Gadim, the Psir Koleles, says, what does it mean that when we have a choice of going l'kulu l'chumra, we choose to go l'chumra? So Prima Gadim says, it's because of Safik. Safik the rice of l'chumra. Because of Safik, we have to be machmir. However, the Avni Nezer and Achuva argues on this over here and says when we say the chomer makshinon, it's not because of suffik. It's a din vadai. And the proof that it's vadai, Mishmeres Kuna says, is that if it were just a suffik, why wouldn't we just do chalitza? Like in other cases of suffik. The fact that we're not doing anything shows that this is really a din vadai that we're doing in the chomer. So that's one reason why we equate all the rayos to achos isha and not ishasach, because we want to be more machmir. Or yibay yisema, hacha trei suri v'hacha trei suri. Right? All the other arayos, if they would follow the yibam, they all have the backbone of the isra ishasach, and then add on whatever arayos they actually are. They're bito, they're achos isha. So all the arayos have two isurim with them, and achos isha is two isurim because it's both ishasach and achos isha. So utrei mitrei alfina, let's learn out arayos that have two isurim from an arayos that has two isurim, which is achos isha. Aval hacha chada isura ishasach is only one isur. Utrei mechada loyalfina. We're not going to learn out all of the arayos which have two isurim from an isur of ishasach, which only has one isur. Okay, so this was all to explain why you need the pasuk of aleha to tell me achos isha is asur yibam. Without it, I would have thought it's mutter. But Rava Amar, Rava says, erva gufa lo tzricha kra. Forget aleha to asur achos isha. You don't even need aleha. Because it's so obvious that you would not be able to do yibum with any of the arayos. Why? Because the asay of yibum would never push off a losase of any of the arayos that have karis with them. So therefore, why is the pasuk of aleha there? Ki itzderech kra lemei sertzara. It must be that the reason the pasuk says aleha is not to tell me that a man can't do yibum with the achos isha. It's obvious that that's not true, that you can't do that. Rather, it's to aser her co-wife, that if Reuben was married to two women, one of them was the achos isha of Shimon, and one of them was a regular woman, when they fall to Shimon, just like the achos isha is aser to Shimon, so too her co-wife is aser to Shimon. Says the Gemara, ve'erva lo tzricha kra. Do you really not need a pasuk to tell me that yibum is usher with the arayos? V'ha ketani. Don't we have earlier on Daf Gimel, when we were making drashas, we said, from Litzror, we said, and from Aleha, we said, ein li alehi. From the word Aleha, we only know that the erva herself is usher. So you see very clearly, the Gemara on Daf Gimel understood that the phrase Aleha was referring to an isser of the arayos themselves. So don't tell me a pasuk wasn't necessary. Clearly the Gemara thought it was. The Gemara answers, oh, Mishim Tzarasa. When it said, Ein li ela, okay, you have to really read it in, but it didn't really mean that the pasuk was necessary to teach me anything about Achos Isha herself. That was obvious. Rather, it was just teach me the Isra of her co-wife. Ay, Vaktani, Ein li elahein. Keep going in that Gemara, and we have another example where the Gemara seems to say very explicitly that the pasuk of Aleha is going on the Isser of the Arayos herself. Where answer is, again, Mishum Tzaro Sehen. No, it really was referring to the Isser of the co-wives. Okay, so again, but you have Rava, who really is arguing with everything we've said for the last four or five daf, and saying Aleha is not even there to teach me anything about Achos Isha, is just there to teach me the Isser of a co-wife. So Tashma, Rebbe Yomer, V'lokach, V'lokcha, V'yavam, V'yavma. Right, the psukim say with respect to yibum, ulakacha lo liisha v'yivma. So the pasuk could have said v'lakach and v'yavam, but it added an extra hey at the end of both of those words. So clearly that's telling us something. La'asor tsaros v'arayos. That's telling me that both Arayos themselves have an Isser of Yibam, and the co-wives of Arayos also have an Isser of Yibam. Okay, so you see very clearly that Rav is wrong. Rav was saying that there's no pasuk necessary to teach me that Arayos are Isser of Yibam. It's obvious, because of Inase Docholos, Inase Shish Bokaris. But you see this Braisa that's saying that the Psukim used extra letters specifically to teach me that there's an Isser to do Yibam with Arayos. So Rav would answer, oh, ema la'asar tsaros shel arayos. Maybe it doesn't mean the arayos themselves. We said tsaros v'arayos, it means tsaros shel arayos. Only the co-wives of arayos, but arayos themselves, it would be obvious. Ay, v'hatre kroy kanasiv lay. Yeah, but it says v'lakha and v'yavma. There's two extra letters. So, my lav chad le'erva, v'chad le'tsara. So it would only make sense that the Psukim are teaching me two things. One is to Aser the Tzara, and one is to Aser the Erva herself. So don't tell me, oh, it's Tzara Shal Arayos, because the Psukim have two extra letters. Says the Gemara, lo, Idi V'idi L'Tzara, both the extra Hey of L'Kacha and the extra Hey of Yivma are both referring to the Isser of a co-wife. So why is that necessary to say it twice? Chad L'Meser Tzara B'Mako Mitzvah. One is to tell me that if a co-wife and an erva fall in Yibum, that the tzara is aser. V'chad l'mishrei tzara, shelo makom mitzvah. And one is to permit the tzara, shelo makom mitzvah. So this whole Masechta is talking about Yibum, but think about it without Yibum. You have a man married to two women. So one of these women is, let's say, the daughter of Shimon. So in the Yibum context, this tzara will never be able to be with Shimon. But in the non-Yibam context, once this woman gets divorced or she's no longer a co-wife of the erva of Shimon, she can go marry Shimon. I mean, there's no din of being a co-wife with someone and that for some reason prohibiting you with being with the erva, with the relatives of your previous co-wife. That's only in the context of Yibam. Not in the context of Yibam, not a problem. So you see, there really is a necessity to teach me the extra hey by Ukacha and Vivma, both by Etzara. One to tell me she's Usar in the context of Yibam, and one to tell me she's Mutter in the context not of Yibam. So there's a Gemara, my Taima, and how do you know this? V'yavam Vivma, b'makom Yibam hu da'asira Etzara. Because it's specifically when it comes to Vivma, that's when the Etzara is Usar. But shelo makom mit yibum shari tzara. But without the context of yibum, the tzara, the co-wife of any erva to a man, once she's no longer a co-wife to that woman, she can go be with that man. That's not a problem at all. So Amar Rav Ashi, masnisin nami deka. Now, it seems like we've essentially supported Rava. Rava had said that the pasuk of Alel is not needed to teach me the isra of the arayos themselves. And we proved that from the fact that even in v'lakha v'yivma, the extra hays are only talking about the tzara. They're not talking about the erva herself, because it's not necessary. So Rav Ashi says, our Mishnah on Daf Beis also proves this. Why? Diktani, chamesh esrei nashim, potros tzarosehen. 15 women, 15 arayos, exempt their co-wives. So, v'ilu pturos u'poch lotani. It didn't say that those 15 arayos are pater themselves from Yibam. Why not? We know they are pater. Shma mina, it must be. It's because that's so obvious. You don't even need a pasuk to tell me that. Because obviously, like Rava said, Ein aseh do chalos aseh sheish bo kares. So now the Gemara questions Rava a little bit further. Rava, you're telling me that the reason why it's so pashut that an erva is usher to Yibam is because we would never allow the mitzvah, the aseh of Yibam, and come along and be doche the los aseh sheish bo kares of arayos. Well, if that's true, then Saranami Loti Brayakra. According to you, Rava, you're quoting Psukim that proved to me that the co-wife is Asur Yibam. But shouldn't that be obvious also for the same reason? Mishum de Einase Dechelosase Sheish Bokaris. It's the same exact structure. So what's the difference? Why do you say that we need a pasuk when it comes to Tzara, but we don't need a pasuk when it comes to Erva? It's the same exact thing. So Amar Le Ravacha Barbivi Marla Ravina Hankam Rishmei de Rava. Tzara nami lo itzterech kra. In terms of the iser of a tzara to yibum, Rava would say the erva doesn't need a pasuk, it's obvious. The tzara doesn't need a pasuk, it's obvious. So what do you need the pasuk of alel for, according to Rava? Ki itzterech kra, turning over to chesam abeis, what do you need the pasuk of alel for? The mishri tzara shelo b'makom mitzvah. It's specifically not in a case to prohibit a tzara, to permit a tzara in a case like we spoke about when there's no yibum situation going on. Then this tzara will be able to marry the relatives of her co-wife after she's no longer co-wives or married to that man. Says the Gemara, my taima, where do you see this? Amar kra aleha. So how does aleha teach me this? Only b'makom alehu da'asira. Only when you're in the context of yibum, that's when the tzara is usher to the yavam. Shalom b'makom aleha. But if you're not in the context of yibum, sharia, the tzara will be permitted to the relatives of her co-wife. Well, how do you know that aleha is teaching me that? Ema erva gufa shalom b'makom mitzvah dishtri. It's a dangerous thought, but essentially, according to the way you're darshaning the pasuk Rava, you could say that any time you're not in the context of aleha, all the arayos should be mutter. What? That means that a woman, a daughter could be with her father? That means that a sister-in-law could be with her brother-in-law? As long as no yibum going on? But that's what would come out if you're going to darshan aleha like that. So it says Rava would respond, no, that obviously it can't be. Because v'lav kavachomer hu b'makom mitzvah asira. If even when there's an option to do yibum, we're still going to say that every arayos besides for eshazach is usur, so shalom b'makom mitzvah sharia, it wouldn't make sense to say that those arayos are then permitted not in the context of a mitzvah. Meaning, if a mitzvah wasn't enough to matter these arayos, then certainly in a case without a mitzvah, these arayos will still be usur. So that's where Rava would respond to say, no, you can't apply that to an erva herself, shalom b'makom mitzvah. It would be limited to a tzara, shalom b'makom mitzvah. So Amalei Ziz responds back, what do you mean? Tzara tochiach. It doesn't make sense. Think about a tzara herself and the structure you've created. To b'makom mitzvah asira. When there's an option of yibum, we say a tzara is asir. That's obvious. But for shalom b'makom mitzvah sharia, but without a mitzvah, she's mutter. So the whole logic of, oh, well, if a mitzvah couldn't matter it, then of course it's usher, is not really true logic, because we see not that way when it comes to a tzara. So Amar Leh, so Rav would respond, Alecha Amar Kra Bechayeha, Kol Shebechayeha. So it must be, we have another pasuk to teach me the iser of an erva, Shelo Makom Mitzvah. Meaning really, Allah is teaching me Tzara, shalom b'makom mitzvah, is mutter. Aye, but why wouldn't that lead me to believe that an erva, shalom b'makom mitzvah, let's say achus yisha, is mutter? A person could always be with their sister-in-law. Because there's another pasuk that says bechayeha, that says that a person cannot be with her sister-in-law in her lifetime. So that's an iser, that even shalom b'makom mitzvah, a person cannot be with his sister-in-law. So says the Gemara, that's not open to teach me that. Because hay b'chayeha mi b'ayle l'muti l'achar misa. Don't we need that pasuk to teach me that it's one of the unique arayos that can sometimes change? Meaning that the sister-in-law, a husband's wife's sister, is usher to him only while his wife is alive. If a person's wife, lo aleinu, passed away, his wife's sister actually becomes mutter to that husband. So don't tell me that Bechayeha is teaching me that Arayos Erva still usher Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. It's specifically teaching me that a sister-in-law, a wife's sister, becomes mutter after the wife dies. Says the Gemara, Rava would respond, not true. Hahi, maybe Isha Alachosa Nafka. No, the fact that a person is permitted to be with his sister-in-law after his wife dies, that's from the pasuk that says Isha el Achosa, meaning that the Isha and Achosa have to be around at the same time. If the Isha, the wife, is not around anymore, now the sister-in-law becomes mutter. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Because Isha el Achosa, if I only had that pasuk, have a mean of Nisgarsha Sharia. meaning it has to be the only time the sister-in-law is usher, you would have thought, is when this woman's now your wife. So what if a husband gets divorced from his wife? Does the wife's sister become mutter to the husband? Absolutely not. So tamalor bechaya, kolju bechaya, tiafal gadinis gar shalo. So you need bechaya to teach me that as long as a person's wife, who was once his wife, is still alive, she's not deceased, this man who's married to her, who was married to her, can never be with her sister until she dies. So again, what we prove now is that we need the word bechaya to teach me this din of kolju bechayaha, afal gadinis gar shalo. And therefore, Bechayel is not open to teach me a general isser of arayos shalom makom mitzvah. Well, if you don't have this pasuk to teach me a general isser of arayos shalom makom mitzvah, you're left with a kasha. Because Rava used the pasuk of aleha to say it's referring to a tzara shalom makom mitzvah, that it's mutter, which is fine, except the Gemara said, well, logically, why wouldn't that also permit arayos shalom makom mitzvah? And Rava couldn't give a good answer to that. And therefore, Rava's gonna have to come up with something else. Says the Gemara, El Amar Rav Huna bar Tachliva Mishmeda Rava, Trey Krai. Really, it seems to be a contradiction in Psukim over here. Cause Ksiv, Ishalacho Salu Sikach Litzror, it says that a man shouldn't take his sister-in-law in Yibam and Litzror, which implies that there are two women he can't take, meaning he can't take the Achos Isha, and he also can't take her co-wife. But then Uksiv, Legalos Ervasa, Dechada Mashma. But then it says, you shouldn't reveal her in the singular nakedness. So, Hakitzad, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the man being usher to just the Achos Isha herself, the sister-in-law? Or are we talking about him being usher to the sister-in-law as well as her co-wife? Says the Gemara, the way you resolve it's like this. B'makom mitzvah shtehen asuros. If we're talking about a context of Yibum, then Rav is going to say both the Erva and the Tzara are aser, like we said previously. However, shalom b'makom mitzvah, when you're not having a Yibum situation, he asura, arayos are still aser, v'tzarasa muteres, and the Tzara is mutter. So that's how Rav would explain how you don't really need the word aleh at all. And the fact that we know that it's Tzara's mutter, shlo makom mitzvah, is actually from the way to resolve these psukim and the word aleha. Says the Gemara, well, ipachana, how do you know that's the way to resolve the steer and psukim? Why don't you flip it around and say the opposite? B'makom mitzvah hi asur v'tzaras muteres. Maybe it's the flip. Maybe specifically in the context of Yibum, that's when the Achos Isha, the Erva, is Asur, but maybe a co-wife is mutter in the case of Yibum. And it would be shalom makom et shtem asuros. And maybe in the real world, without Yibum, that's when not only are Arayos Asur, but also their co-wives, which would come out entirely differently than what we just said. And why can't that be a viable solution to the seeming stira between the two psukim? Says the Gemara, im kain lo yomer aleha. Well, then aleha wouldn't actually be teaching me anything. Because wouldn't this be obvious? Why would this be obvious? Meaning, in a case of makom mitzvah, right? In a case of makom mitzvah, the tzara's mutter, but it would make sense to say that shalom makom mitzvah, they're both usher, because it was only in the context of a mitzvah that we permitted a tzara. I mean, that makes logical sense. So you wouldn't then need aleha to teach me any of that. So therefore, Rav is looking for something that aleha can teach me. So Amar le Ravashi le Rav Kahana, well, m'may dahay aleha li sura. How do you know that aleha is coming to aser anyone? Which is what we thought this whole time, that aleha is coming to aser achos isha and possibly the tzara. Dilma leha teira. Maybe it's coming to permit. Right? When it comes to a sister-in-law and her co-wife, don't do yibum on them. Lohi velo tzarasa, but that's only shalom b'makom aleha. Maybe the pasuk's telling me the opposite. That specifically not in the context of a mitzvah, that's when we say arayos or usher, and the co-wives of an erva are also usher to the men who are related to those arayos. Aval b'makom aleha, But once you're in the concept of Yibam, Shtei Mutaros. Maybe the pasuk of Aleha is permitting both Ervas themselves, Arayos, and their co-wives to do Yibam. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, Legalos Erva Dechada, Hechim Ishkachasla. Well, we know the pasuk used Erva in the singular, which means that at least in one of the two contexts, either B'mako Mitzvah or Shalom B'mako Mitzvah, you're going to have to say it applies only to the Erva or only to the Tzara. But how does that work with the way the Gemara just described the case? Ibum Mako Mitzvah, if you want to say that, it's talking about B'mako Mitzvah in the case of Yibum. Well, we just said Shtei Mutaros, that they will be Mutter. And Ishlom Mako Mitzvah, Shtei Masuros. So essentially, it doesn't work. So what are we left with? So it seems like we're left with the fact that Rava really thinks that the pasuk's not necessary to teach me an Isser by an Erva, in the case of Yibum, or in the case of a Tzara, B'makom Yibum. Why? Because in both those cases, you have Ein Aseh, Dochalos Aseh, Sheish Bokares. So what's the pasuk about Leah coming to teach me? According to Rava, it's coming to teach me to permit a Tzara, Shalo B'makom Mitzvah. Like we mentioned before, that you would have thought that being a co-wife with an Erva automatically makes you as the co-wife usher to all those who the Erva is an Erva to. Kamash Malan Aleha, that this whole concept of being a co-wife is very specific to the context of Yibum, but it would not apply in the case of Shiloh B'makom Mitzvah. Okay, the Gemara is now going to go back on something we just said previously. Gufa. Rebbe Omer, V'laka V'laka V'yavma V'yavma, La'asar Tzaros V'arayos. Rebbe said, the extra hay on V'laka, extra hay on V'yavma, teaches me that the Tzaros and the Arayos are the co-wives and the Arabim themselves are usher in the context of Yibum. Says the Gemara, how did you extract co-wife from Vilakha and Vyavma? Midi Tzaros Ksiva Hacha? We're not talking about co-wives, we're talking about the Yavama herself, the Arava herself. So how did you learn from their Tzaros? It doesn't say Tzaros anywhere. But oh, and furthermore, Tzaros Militzror Nafka. We had a Dav Gimel, the way we know that Tzaros are usher to do Yibam is from the phrase Litzror. So we have two questions on this drasha of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, well, we'll answer question two first. Don't we use a Dav Gimel Litzror to teach me the Isser of a co-wife? No, Rebbe would say, Litzror, mafik le Rebbe, lich le Reb Shimon. Rebbe uses the word Litzror in a different context, to teach me a different Isser or Ptur. And Rashi explains, the Gemara later on in Daf Chaches Amud Beis, let's say you have three brothers, and they're married to, let's say two of the brothers are married to two sisters, and both those brothers die at the same time. So now, those two sisters fall at the exact moment to the third brother in Yibam. So, the fact that they're falling at the same time, well, we know that Zika, which is at the moment that those husbands died, creates a Zika, an obligation to that third brother. So that moment of Zika is almost like a mini Kiddushin. It's like they're a little bit married right at that moment. And that's a problem because since these two sisters are falling to this one man, so each of them is Achos Zikukaso, the sister of this man's woman who he's obligated to do something with. And that's a big problem. So Tanakama over there says, you can still do Chalitza. But Rav Shimon says, both these women, both these sisters that fall, are putter from everything. And they learn it out from the pasuk of Litzror. Litzror means co-wives. Meaning, the fact that these two sisters became Tzaros Zulazu, co-wives at the same exact moment, and they became, had the same Zika, so there's going to be nothing to do with either of them, because they're both Achos Zikukaso, to this third brother. So with question number two, Rebbe has a different drasha for Litzror. It says the Gemara, but Tzara Heirik. Let's get back to question number one. Where in V'lakach V'lakach V'yavma V'yavma, where do you see any reference to a co-wife? So says the Gemara, Hachikamar. Im Kain, Lemakra V'lakach. Well, V'lakach would have been a much more simple way to say it. My V'lakach, Kol Heicha D'ikha Treili Kuchin. V'lakach implies there's multiple acquirings. So what does that mean? any time that two women fall to a man in Yibum, Dikatre Lekuchin, and the situation is such that the Iboy Nasiv Hai, the Iboy Nasiv Hai, these two women, let's say Reuven dies and has two wives, and these two women fall to Shimon. Neither of these women are related to Shimon in any way, so Shimon could do Yimur Chalitza with either of them. If there's Lekacha, Tri Lekuchin, then Sharia, then Shimon is permitted to do Yibum or Chalitza with either of these women. However, V'ilo, if Shimon would not be permitted to do Yibum or Chalitza with both of these women, why would that be? Because one of them is his Erva. If that's the case, then Tervayu Asirin. They're both Asir. It ruins it for both of them. And that's the case of a co-wife of an Erva. Since Shimon would not be able to Yibum with the Erva, therefore, they're both Asir. And so you see from here, from Bilakha, it does imply somewhat that it's referring to a co-wife. And Vyavma implies, B'makom Yibumu da Asira Tzara. Specifically when we're talking about Yibum, that's when we say the Trei Lekuchin Vart. That's when we say that the Tzara is Asir because she's the co-wife of an Erva. However, Shol Makom Yibum, Sharia Tzara. Like we said, Rav already said earlier, that when we're not in the context of Yibim anymore, then a Tzara's Mutter, just being the co-wife of an Erva, will not prohibit you later on from being with the relatives of that Erva. Okay, we'll stop there.